Hare Krishna. It's Sunday afternoon following Rath Yatra, and we've been 12 hours of trying to upload the Rath Yatra Kirtan. There's some technical problems that are a little beyond my comprehension, but I do believe that between Chaitanya Chandra Prabhu and Manjari and Brajasevakis, it's almost there. It was a wonderful Rath Yatra yesterday. It started out very, very hot, and then we had some cloud cover for the procession, and as soon as we hit the site, which is called Varasmarti Tir, it's the equivalent of Trafalgar Square in Budapest, very beautiful place. The sun came out, and we had a very wonderful festival. Actually, the festival in the square already started at 11 a.m. in the morning, and it went till 9 o'clock at night. There were really throngs of people. As usual, Lord Jagannath attracted everyone. Titikshu Prabhu was there with the cart, and there appeared to be some kind of minor hitch with the vehicle, but Abhimanyu Prabhu helped repair that, and they left again back to the UK. And all in all, it was a very wonderful day with devotees not only from all around Hungary, but Romania and Bulgaria and Serbia and all the surrounding countries, Slovakia. And we had nice kirtans and tons of prasadam, and devotees were up until 1 o'clock in the morning cleaning up the square. And thus this morning it was a day of rest. The whole day is a day of rest, although it's Sunday program here in Budapest. And there's during the program yesterday, there were quite a few television interviews, but during the program, Shyamasundara Prabhu from Hungary, the violinist, he approached me and he said, well, why don't you read something from Srila Prabhupada's books? And because he was referring to some of the readings from Thakur Bhaktivinoda, or that I'd read from my book. And that's what I thought I'd do this morning. In fact, I was going to take off from the topic upon which we began today in Chaitanya Charitamrita class, and this was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's explanation of the Atmaramaverse. I wasn't going to explain the Atmaramaverse or read about it, but I was discussing how it is important for devotees to understand the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, to delve into it seriously. Otherwise, they really won't be able to control the unbridled senses, and neither will they be able to understand Krishna tatvataha, as he says, in truth. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there, as you know, he analyzes the verses, and today we were just reading about the different explanations that he gave for the word Atma, Supreme Personality of Godhead, body, mind. And we should also, although we may not be very expert in at least knowing all of this information, but we should also hear about it, read it, and then to our individual capacity, try to see the relevance of all of these things in fixing our mind and intelligence in the process of Krishna consciousness, which really be integral in order for us to advance in devotional service. And I quoted the verse which is there earlier on in Chaitanya Charitamrita in Adi Lila, and that is what I'm going to read now in the somewhat lengthy purport that Srila Prabhupada writes to that. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Shidantabaliya chitti nakara alas, ihai haiti krishna lagi sudrida manas. A sincere student should not neglect the discussion of such conclusions, considering them controversial, for such discussions strengthen the mind. Thus, one's mind becomes attached to Sri Krishna. And the purport says, there are many students who, in spite of reading the Bhagavad Gita, misunderstand Krishna because of imperfect knowledge and conclude him to be an ordinary historic personality. This one must not do. one should be particularly careful to understand the truth about Krishna. If because of laziness one does not come to know Krishna conclusively, one will be misguided about the cult of devotion, like those who declare themselves advanced devotees and imitate the transcendental symptoms sometimes observed in liberated souls. Although the use of thoughts and arguments is a most suitable process for inducing an uninitiated person to become a devotee, neophytes in devotional service must always alertly understand Krishna through the vision of revealed scriptures, the bona fide devotees, and the spiritual master. Unless one hears about Sri Krishna from such authorities, one cannot make advancement in devotional service to Krishna. The real scriptures mention 9 means of attaining devotional service, of which the first and foremost is hearing from authority. The seed of devotion cannot sprout unless watered by the process of hearing and chanting. One should submissively receive the transcendental message from spiritually advanced sources and chant the very same messages for one's own benefit as well as the benefit of one's audience. When Brahma described the situation of pure devotees freed from the culture of empiric philosophy and fruitive actions, he recommended the process of hearing from persons who are on the path of devotion, following in the footsteps of such liberated souls who are able to vibrate real transcendental sound, can lead one to the highest stage of devotion, and thus one can become a Mahabhagavata. From the teachings of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatana Goswami, we learn Shastra Yukte Shunipuna Dridha Shadha Janra Uttama Adhikari Se Taraye Shamshara. A person who is expert in understanding the conclusion of the revealed scriptures and who fully surrenders to the cause of the Lord is actually able to deliver others from the clutches of material existence. Srila Rupa Goswami in his Upadeshamrita 3 advises that to make rapid advancement in the cult of devotional service, one should be very active and should persevere in executing the duties specified in the revealed scriptures and confirmed by the spiritual master. Accepting the path of liberated souls and the association of pure devotees enriches such activities. Imitation devotees, who wish to advertise themselves as elevated Vaishnavas and who therefore imitate the previous acharyas but do not follow them, in principle, are condemned in the words of Srimad Bhagavatam as stone-hearted. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has commented on this stone-hearted condition as follows: Bahirashru Pulakayo Shator Apija Dridhyam Na Vikriyeta Tad Ashmasharam Iti Kanishtari Karyanam Eva Ashru Pulakari Matvepi Ashma Sararidayataya Nindaisha. Those who shed tears by practice, but whose hearts have not changed, are to be known as stone-hearted devotees of the lowest grade. Their imitation crying, induced by artificial practice, is always condemned. The desired change of heart referred to above, is visible in the reluctance to do anything not congenial to devotional way. To create such a change of heart, conclusive discussion about Sri Krishna and his potencies is absolutely necessary. False devotees may think that simply shedding tears will lead one to the transcendental plane, even if one has not had a factual change of heart, but such a practice is useless if there is no transcendental realization. False devotees lacking the conclusion of transcendental knowledge think that artificially shedding tears will deliver them. Similarly, other false devotees think that studying books of the previous acharyas is inadvisable, like studying dry empiric philosophies. But Srila Jiva Goswami, following the previous acharyas, has inculcated the conclusions of the scriptures in the 6 theses called Sandarbhas. False devotees who have very little knowledge of such conclusions fail to achieve pure devotion for want of zeal in accepting the favorable directions of devotional service given by self-realized devotees. Such false devotees are like impersonalists who consider devotional service no better than ordinary fruitive actions. End of purport. Here, the essence that we can derive from Srila Prabhupada's instructions is that devotees must study the conclusive directions of literatures, scriptural literature, as well as the commentaries made upon them by liberated souls. If they don't do this, they will fail to achieve pure devotion. There are 2 types of devotional service, and we should all be aware of that. There's mixed devotional service and pure devotional service. Mixed devotional service is when someone chants Hare Krishna, engages in the worship of the deity, does so many activities, but does it for some selfish purpose, some personal gain. That personal gain may be completely selfish. It may be extended to benefit one's family or one's country. But in any case, it's not pure devotional service. Pure devotional service means Krishna should be pleased. Bas. There's nothing else other than that in pure devotional service. And when the motive for chanting Hare Krishna, engaging in Krishna consciousness, is just that, simply to bring about the pleasure of the Lord, then one is a pure devotee. To come to that platform and to stay in that platform of pure devotional service, it is imperative that one regularly hear the topics of Krishna consciousness and contemplate them. In other words, if we don't understand that it's not enough simply to chant Hare Krishna, but it's important to know what is the motive for our chanting, what is the motive for our very Krishna conscious existence. If we don't do that, then how will we be able to understand what our own position is in devotional service? Similarly, we need to actually siddhanta bolya chitte. We need to contemplate this siddhanta and see, well, where do I fit in? Am I a mixed devotee? Am I a pure devotee? Am I a beginner pure devotee or an intermediate pure devotee? Using the template of Shastra, we should be able to evaluate objectively what our exact position is right now, because without doing so, how will we judge where we're going and how we're supposed to get there? In order to get to a destination, you should know where you are at the present. If you have a map, and you have a map of England, for instance, and you want to go to Birmingham, not enough just to know where Birmingham is on the map, you have to know where you are in relationship to Birmingham. If you happen to be south in London, then there's one way to go. And if you have to be north in Glasgow, then there's another way to go. And it's quite important for devotees to know this. Similarly, we need to educate ourselves and we need to apply the principles of Krishna consciousness very seriously, very purely in our lives. Otherwise, as Srila Prabhupada says, it's not possible to achieve pure devotion. What to speak of advance on the path of Krishna consciousness? Srila Prabhupada went to so much trouble to present these books. The books that he had given us was for our for his devotees primarily. He writes that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Prabhupada had mentioned elsewhere that Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, yes, they're for distribution, yes, for the non-devotee class to raise them to the platform of devotees, but primarily the people who can take advantage of them are his followers, are Vaishnavas. Therefore, it's our duty to study Srila Prabhupada's books very carefully, regularly, not just casual read, if we actually want to become serious about Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, the days, the years, the decades may roll by, and we may come to the conclusion that when we're in our 50s or 60s, that we're nothing more than really believers. But we haven't really come to the stage of being real discriminating devotees. What to speak of if Srila Prabhupada said here in the beginning of this purport, Mahabhagavatas. And that is what we're actually meant to become. We're meant to become Mahabhagavatas. Srila Prabhupada had said, following in the footsteps of liberated souls who are able to vibrate real transcendental sound can lead one to the highest stage of devotion, and thus one can become a Mahabhagavata. But what does it mean to follow? Follow doesn't mean that I'm getting up and walking every single day. Follow means, what are the instructions that they've given? I should know those instructions. I should put those instructions into practice. And by that, I should come to the platform of Mahabhagavata. So I'll put this on the podcast and hope that there's no obstacles to that. Wish you all a good weekend. And tomorrow, I'll be speaking about the upcoming festival on the 11th, which is Guru Purnima and the disappearance day of Sanatana Goswami and the first day of Chaturmasya. Hare Krishna.